If you enjoy the longer-than-usual pipe and electronic organ tracks, then this month you're in for a treat. We'll get to the longer tracks in a few moments' time, but as this is the March edition, I can think of no quicker way to introduce the first item than to do it in the style of Brian Sharp, who would invariably say, January, February, March. The Great Little Army, played by Brian Sharp on his Orlitzer, that is to say an Orla GT9000, equipped with the Roland Phantom XR Theatre organ in a box gizmo. Lovely, like that sound. had a request from Mr. Ray Ong the other day, who asks if I could include something played on the Thomas organ. Well, famous organist Harold Smart was their demonstrator for some time, and so I went down into the vaults and dusted off a copy of Harold playing the Thomas Celebrity Royale model, equipped with an early Moog synth. Two film themes coming up, both of them having controversial sex scenes of the time. The first theme is from the 1973 film Don't Look Now, which starred Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland, and a year earlier we had The Last Tango in Paris, starring Marlon Brando and Maria Schneider. And here is Harold Smart to play both.
Thank you.
cover of Goodbye and Last Tango in Paris, both played there on the Thomas Royal organ by Harold Smart. Back in the 70s, when they were released, usherettes used to go round my cinema hosing down amorous couples on the back rows. And in the aisles, if I recall. All very tame by today's standards, anyway. Or lack of them, whichever way you look at it. Anyway, Ray, I hope you enjoyed hearing the vintage sounds of the Thomas Celebrity Royale model. Going to turn back the clock again, this time to the early 50s and the days when organists got to broadcast from cinemas, often when they were employed as the resident organist. One such personality was Frank Gordon, who played the Christie organ in the Ritz, later Aceldo, in Birkenhead. The opportunity to do so comes through the generosity of organist Norman Scott, who was kind enough to send me a whole CD of tracks that he'd managed to rescue from BBC broadcasts of the time. And so here is Frank Gordon with two contrasting numbers, The Lazy Whistler and The Chianti Song. Thank you. The Lazy Whistler and the Chianti Song, both taken from broadcasts made by Frank Gordon from the Ritz Cinema Birkenhead Christie in the 50s. Well, in my RAF square bashing days, I was stationed nearby at RAF West Kirby, and on a weekend pass, I went to the Ritz and saw my one and only cine variety show. The film was Melba, the story of Australian-born soprano-turned-opera singer Dame Nellie Melba, played by Patricia Munsell, who sang no less than 18 numbers in the 112 minutes long biopic. And, if her singing wasn't enough, on stage in person were the vocal double act Bob and Alf Pearson. Believe me, I couldn't wait for Frank Gordon to bring the organ into view and play his spot. And anyway, thanks once again to Gordon Scott, who supplied those recordings. Now, several programmes ago, I featured some music by a young man who was a great part of the organ festival scene in the 80s. His name is Andrew Siditis, and while he was still at school, he developed a love of the Yamaha EL90, and before too long, made what turned out to be his one and only cassette. I've always wanted a good reason to include one lengthy medley from it, and I spotted in the paper the other day that they've revived the stage version of the musical Calamity Jane, which is now on tour for the best part of the year. Andrew Siditis is the only organist I know who set about playing many of the numbers from that show. And here they are. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
lengthy medley there from the film and now the touring musical version of Calamity Jane, played by Andrew Siditis. And I wonder if he remembered all the tunes. Overture, Love You Dearly, The Can-Can, It's Harry I'm Planning to Marry, and of course the two that everyone knows, The Deadwood Stage and My Secret Love. Well, back in January, it was the 50th anniversary of the passing and funeral of the great Winston Churchill. His birthplace, of course, was Blenheim Palace. The long library therein houses an organ built in 1891 by the famous London firm of Henry Willis and Sons at a cost of £3,669. And although regularly maintained and played by visiting organists throughout the year, its condition is declining and a fundraising campaign has been launched for its complete restoration. Well, in 1987, American organist Carlo Curley made the first digital recording of the instrument. This is Henry Purcell's Rondo. The grand sound there of the Father Willis organ in Blenheim Palace, played by Carlo Curley. Now in this country the name of Mike Read won't ring too many bells with organ fans, but in the USA it'd be fair to say he's one of the last remaining Hammond organ old-timers, one of the surviving members of the Lenny D, Eddie Layton, Ralph and Buddy Bond and Jackie Davis era. He and I have corresponded for a few years now, and he's also been on the show too. 12 months ago, he had open-heart quad bypass surgery, and now at 68 years of age, he's been spending a lot of his spare time uploading videos to YouTube. Would you believe? 242 of them to date. All of them feature him playing live, many with some very nifty footwork, and all on the Hammond Grand E model. So let's have a listen then as he plays When Sunny Gets Blue and Stormy Weather. Mike Read. Thank you. When Sunny Gets Blue and Stormy Weather, played by Mike Reed on Hammond, of course. Now, if you'd like to hear and see more of Mike at the organ, then just go to YouTube and type in Mike Reed, remembering to spell the surname as R-E-E-D. From sunny Florida, where Mike lives, let's journey now over to Delaware. Back in 1976, I was very fortunate to be taken to the John Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware, to see the great George Wright play a concert on the Kimball organ, which began life as a 3-manual 19-rank instrument, but has now risen to become recognised as the 4th largest theatre organ in the world and the largest one in a public auditorium, it now having 66 ranks of beautiful blended pipes. Longtime organist friend Tony Fenelon kindly sent me a copy of his latest recording, which just happens to have been made on this magnificent organ. This closing medley is his tribute to composer Richard Rodgers and lyricist Lorenz Hart. Just sit back and enjoy the way that Tony Fenelon weaves his music spell into no less than 12 compositions by this famous duo. Thank you. Jimmy Fallon's tribute to Rodgers and Hart, which, as you heard, got him an enthusiastic and worthy standing ovation at the end of his concert at the Kimball Organ in the John Dickinson School in Wilmington, Delaware, in 2013. Now, MSS are trying their hardest to import a few copies of the CD, which has the title An Affair to Remember. And it certainly is a title you should remember, because if copies do become available, believe me, try and purchase one, because you certainly won't regret doing so. Rest assured, I'll also be featuring more tracks from the CD in future editions of Organ First Radio. And with that, it's time for me to sign off until April, when I hope you'll join me for some more of the brightest and best organ music around on the internet. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.